Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
Hey. Good afternoon, guys. It's another lovely Sunday afternoon, although it's overcast outside. But welcome to Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station, bringing you all knowledge, power to them. Good afternoon, Dr. Ev and crew. It's another evening with Connie, your queen from Jamaica. I'm your host, and I'll be bringing you facts from Jamaica. And we'll be chatting a little bit about the coronavirus and its effect on the society, on a whole, here and abroad, you know, social distancing and lots of other little stuff that we can bring in place. Now, it has been a very, very hectic, horrible week for us out here. At the start of summer, last Sunday was the start of summer, but let me tell you something. It was like we experienced the Sahara Desert live out here. It's like I don't have to go to Dubai again. I don't have to plan to go to the Middle East because I got a taste of it right here this week. It was hot, horrible, sticky, humid, you name it. It was dry heat, dry air, very oppressive weather it was, black skies. It's like we were having a rainy time, like the clouds were overcast for most of the days, every day. For the entire week, it was black and dirty looking. I've never seen our skies like that. And on Thursday, when it started clearing up, I was at the car wash. And I felt so good when I looked up. I had to say, my God, I never, never thought I would ever see the sky looking blue again. It was something to behold. And unbelievable. The houses were white. Mountains, when you look at some of the mountains, they were covered in white. Cars had to be washed over and over. Windows and doors had to be cleaned. My niece in Dubai said to me, she laughed and she said, you know, that's why we wear that long coat and the covering on the head and the mask at all times. And can you imagine Jamaica? People were really covering up because with that coronavirus thing going on, you wouldn't be able to differentiate between the coronavirus and the actual desert thing that we were experiencing. So now, and you know, so much things happening in this world here. We have the racial prejudices that is going on, and it's coming more and more to the fore. Each day I pick up my phone to browse through or to look at, turn on the television to look at the news, I see all of these hatred and evidence of hatred going on. And I mean, it's happening every single day, but you don't realize it. And I'm so appreciative of the fact that those youngsters mainly stepped out and they marched all over the globe. I am happy for young people. They're not going to take anything sitting down. They're not stupid. And I hope they can make a difference. I hope a change is coming. I hope the change is here, and I hope the change is now, because it cannot continue like this. We have some good, very, very good news coming out of Jamaica here. As you know, when the coronavirus started, it was one terrible time for us because we didn't know how school was going to keep. We didn't know how work was going to keep or anything at all. Everywhere was just on lockdown. For the first week or two, everybody was just so very scared, extremely scared. They didn't know how to proceed because it's the first we're having such a thing happening in the world. You know, with this virus and everything, we decided that teachers and everybody decided that they would keep school from home by Zoom. It was difficult at first, you know, because we have, when you think about children having to do the PEP exam, and this is the first year of PEP. They changed it up, and it was a big furor at first. How they're going to manage, and the books and all sorts of stuff, and they quarrel, parents quarrel and give the teachers a hard time, and the principals were just literally pulling out their hair because they just didn't know how to please parents and how to proceed. But anyhow, the teachers, God bless them, delved into the textbooks with the children, and the children, really, really dug into the books, and they opened their little minds and they learned and they went ahead for the changes in the syllabus, and they did very well because they did the exam in March. The results are out, and I'm happy to see that a lot of children have passed for the school that they of their heart's desire. And I must say with pride that my grandson, he passed for Campion College, which is, you know, a top school. So obviously the little man was doing his work, and you know, he was pushed by his auntie, mother, his parents, grandparents. We all pushed him and we assisted him every step of the way. But auntie, being a doctor, she had to take quality time from work. She gave up cases just to help the little man. She gave up her social life, one or two big events, and she's a party girl too. She gave up everything just to assist him. And you know, you have other children who are so excited. Everybody is so excited about everybody's children, not just my child alone. I'm excited for everybody, all of the kids who did well. And for all of those who didn't get the school of the choice, I just want to wish you all the best nevertheless, because you're going to make it. Just keep on trying. We're all going to, it's the same syllabus all around. It's just that you're not going to go to the school that you really wanted to go to, but you're still getting the syllabus, and you're still going up in the same workplaces. So kids, don't be discouraged. The fact is that you're past and you're moving on and you're moving up. You'll still have your friends to party with, to talk with, and all of that. So the Zoom classes worked out well, and they had to do exam by Zoom. And, you know, even in classes, you know, even in the classes, they have children who, when they want to go take a bathroom break, I would hear my granddaughter's class would be saying, "Miss, may I go to the bathroom, please?" And off she would go and come back. So, It was fun while it lasted. They had fun. And on Friday, the prep school, they had a party. They had creative ways of doing it. Some of them had like games and some had music. They even had feasts. They ate. Like, you know, I guess they prepare from home and they were eating. So when it was food time, break time, they, you would see them all eating and having a nice time. Anyways, I just want to wish them well. And for those who will be taking exam in June, because we have a 6 girls and boys who went out to school, had to literally go to school 3 weeks ago to get ready for the CXC exams. Some persons have a lot of problem, and I would really, really want for calling at this hour to tell us of the problems that you're experiencing, because I understand that some children are not able to get their work. I even read a case, though, you know, where a teacher went out of his way for miles to go have his children visited and to prepare coursework for them to do, and that's really admirable. I have my assistant, her daughter, she has to go to the police station. She's from St. Andrew Hilltop, and she has to go to the police station to collect report from them, from the teacher, and work for the child to study. Not everybody has a computer, because even in the States, some places they don't have computers. They're having the difficulty the same way. And some schools that normally give food, I don't know how they manage, but I guess everybody's chipping in right now and be their brother's keeper and helping each other, the neighbors, children, and while your children are feeding, everybody else should be feeding as well. Because I would never want to know that one child is hungry and my belly full. I couldn't put a morsel to my mouth if I know that a child next door is hungry. We all have to be our brother's keeper. So when I return, I'm going to play some music for you. There is a caller that's waiting. Before I go to the lines, let me just play some reggae music for you. Just any old reggae music will do right about now, because, you know, we're just feeling very, very happy this evening about what's going on in Jamaica. And it's a lot of things that's happening out here that we all need to know about, and people need to talk about it, not just keep it under the rug out here. Good things are happening, bad things happening everywhere, but there is a need of dealing with all of these situations. So I will be back with you in just a few minutes after peeping at this guy here. So stay tuned.
Come on, 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 come on
And it's Mr. Peeping Tom. Mr. Peeping Tom. That's an old song. Everybody who is my age and over would remember that one there. I have a caller online, 540-353. Press 1 on your keypad if you want to speak. You're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show, your number one show, your knowledge station. And my number to call, folks, are 661-467. Please call now. If you want to talk, you press 1. Congratulations again, as I said, to all of those children who took the PEP exams. We want to big them up big, big time. Big up everybody. Big up my grandson, Carson. Big him up. Afternoon caller, 540-353. You're live on Caribbean Radio Show. Good afternoon, caller. 540.
Yes, good afternoon. Miss Queen 20, congratulations on your son's handsome, magnificent. I know how that feels to get common entrance exam or PEP exam. So congratulations on that.
It's an exciting feeling, really exciting. You know, nobody was expecting him, although that was the school of his choice. His mom, I think, had a little bit of doubt, you know, as mothers would have. They feel scared and just wondering just what's going on, you know, with the exams, if you would do well. And then, you know, what I remember about that little boy going to the stadium, deep, deep diving pool and watching him dive. It was something to talk about. Sit and watch him, and you know, he has determination, but he has a little way, a little lackadaisical way that, you know, oh, no big thing, and he'll just be going on. Very unassuming fellow, but he did well along with all of his other schoolmates and other little kids all around. And you know, they did well on this exam because, as I said, it's the very first time that they are doing this kind of an exam, and it's challenging. And they were wondering if they would ever be able to make it, because it was short notice. I believe they didn't get like a year or two to prepare. It was just like a couple of months before that they had to prepare for this exam. So I am really very happy for them, for all the children. Mm-hmm. And the teachers did well, and considering that this is in the corona time, and the Zoom, they had to do the Zoom classes, the Zoom on exam, and then they give once you get on, you can come off and go back on. You have to stay on. It's not like you can stay and cheat or anybody can help you, because you're being invigilated just the same. It's a wonderful world of technology that we are in, really and truly. You know, I have reports that some persons are not able to get through. They're trying to call the lines to see if they can get to speak, but I don't know what's happening, why they're not getting through to me. So I would encourage them to keep on trying or to go on the website. Yes. So,
okay. What's the deal? I hear you talking about the dust coming from the Saudi Arabia area. Tell us a little bit more about that, and health-wise, is that causing any kind of a concern, since we already have a compromised immune system there with the dust coming in? Is there any health concern at this time, or did the dust kind of settle down?
The dust has settled down and it is gone, but I hear that it's coming back today. And as I look outside, you can see where it's very overcast, like it's going to rain. But they tell us that it's a heavy, heavy set of dust, and they can show it to you on the satellite how it's going. It's coming very, very heavily. So, of course, you know that persons really have to gear up for it and try to do the necessary thing. What you have to do is wear your mask. You have to wear the mask and be prepared, just like the coronavirus. Because it has like severe hazards, health hazards that can affect, you know, it comes with severe hazards, you know, the pulmonary area there. That's the lung and the throat, the eyes, even your skin, because people, I know somebody who had a problem last week with her skin, two persons, and they had to use the elixir, the antihistamine, to help with that. There's a lot of rash. So, and if you're not protected, you're going to cough like when the sand dog. You know, ever hear that saying in Jamaica, like when you sand dog? That is how you're going to sound. Or if any gets in your lungs, it might be hell to get out. And with this dust, we have darkened skies, contaminated rainwater coming down. And
wow.
Yes. And it the visibility is greatly impaired. It's a lucky thing we don't have a lot of airplanes flying. I spoke to somebody in Atlanta, and she said they had a lot of rain, but no mud. My sister in Texas, she says a lot of mud, a lot of dust, black dust, the red dust, and rain falling, of course. So, I don't know. Have you seen anything your side of the world?
On my side of the world, nothing. A little bit overcast, but nothing that would be made to mention that something is in the air. Nothing at all. So maybe on the eastern side here of the U.S., we're not getting the impact as yet, but I don't see anything. So you're saying that the masks that we already have in our position, so we didn't, those of us who really was observing and wearing masks would have already had your mask here and would be already wearing their mask anyway, so they would be very much there protected.
Yes. I see people joking around and saying stuff like, it's a lucky thing that they were complying and wearing the mask because they don't know how they would have managed so suddenly. But let me tell you something. We were excited out here that, oh, we're going to get rain. The way how the sky was overcast and dark. Excited. And when you look for the whole day, for the whole afternoon, it's like it was just cloudy with dust. Cloudy with dust, a lot of dust, and no rain at all, just the dust. I don't know. Persons are saying that they are trying to get through to the show, but they can't get through. I don't know what's happening with our lines today. You're fortunate to have gotten on, but I know a lot of people are trying. I've been getting messages, private messages, to say that what's happening if I'm not having a show today. We're live on Caribbean Radio Show, as you know. I'm just telling our listeners that we're live on Caribbean Radio Show, and the number to call is 1. If you're calling from Jamaica, you call 1-661-467-2407. If you're calling from overseas, you just dial 661-467-2407 to listen. If you need to speak, you press 1 on your dial tone, on your dial pad, excuse me. Yes. Back to you, Carla. It has been messy. It has been a messy affair, as I said, and it's only a good dose of rain, like a whole day of rain would really wash away what is happening now, what has happened last week, and to really give us a good cleansing of the earth with nice green grass again and green plants, you know? So it's interesting times that we're living in. And the summer just started with a big bang, with the heat, and then with the Sahara Desert heat. No, man. We have to go wear long sleeves, and we're not used to it. And everybody's just sweating like crazy and fanning like crazy. So, you know, we just have to learn to cope with the times and to learn what to do. Anyway, enough of that.
I was just so happy to hear that everybody is okay and the dust will pass, and I just wanted to call in to congratulate you on your son passing, and also to congratulate all Jamaican children getting
so proud of them,
doing their best. I myself remember coming in San Sunday, anticipation, that takes and the idolization that, you know, you get
yes.
as a little kid and the pride that you get to your parents. So congratulations again and thank you so much for taking my call.
You can stick around. You can stick around if you want to listen in. There's another call on the line, and it's a Jamaica call, 876-667. Let me hear what they have to say. Caller, you're live on Caribbean Radio Show, 876-667. Good afternoon. Good afternoon,
Hi,
caller.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
I just wanted to let you know that I listen to your show every Sunday, and I'm so happy I finally got through. I was trying to reach your line for a good while now, and I just wanted to let all the listeners in Jamaica who are hearing, to give them a big shout out to whoever did PEP, and a big congratulations to all the kids as they all did exceptionally well.
My
son also did the PEP and he passed for champion, so we are super, super excited. Both dad and I are really excited that he passed for champion, which was his first choice.
Wow, I can imagine. So have you done anything exciting for him?
Well, we went out last night and took him to Jade Garden just to celebrate, just to have dinner. And his father promised him the PS5 as soon as it comes out. So he's super excited about that. So he's just waiting for that to come out so he can get it. And I promised him some gift cards and other just stuff because, trust me, he has earned every single bit of it. He has worked hard from Monday to Monday. Even had classes on a Saturday and a Sunday, so he deserves it.
Yeah, that's very good. You have to encourage them. And you have to encourage him and let him know that it's hard work, time just the same, you know, because it doesn't just stop with passing the exam. You have to let him know that it's more work and you don't wait for the last minute to cram in anything and everything. You just stay focused, let him stay focused and continue doing his work. Is he anywhere around you that I could hail him up? Could big him
Unfortunately,
up?
He went to golf with his father, so no, unfortunately, he's not around. He went to play a little golf with his father.
Okay, great.
So he's not around.
Great. Continue keeping up the good job, mommy, and the teachers, and considering that it's the Zoom that they had to do all of this on.
Yes. And his aunt played a very important part. She did. She went all out with him, trust me. So everybody's super excited. And once again, all the kids did exceptionally well, and a big shout-out to them all.
Thank you so much.
And also a big shout-out to your program. It's so wonderful. As I said, I listen to it every Sunday. I can't wait for it to start. I wish you came on more often. I look forward to listening to it.
Okay, thank you so much.
And you keep up the good work.
Thank you. Stay safe, you and your family. Stay corona free and free. Stay safe and keep listening in.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Same to you. Bye bye.
Okay, good. Bye bye. Okay, so there we have it. Somebody, a proud mommy, talking about her son. Well, the government is opening slowly, Paula. The government is opening slowly. They have opened for tourism. Last week, a week before, the flights are trickling in slowly, but surely. Now, they have placed something in the system where when persons come in, they will get a little app to put on to wear. So if they say they're coming into Kingston to stay in Kingston, that is where they're expected to stay. If you try to move out of Kingston, that app will alert authorities and they will give you a call to ask to where you're going because they want to monitor this thing to decide to spread. Yeah, people who had purchased their tickets long ago for the vacation destination. And because this thing is so controlled out here with very minimal people getting it. the cases that we have had was from a spread in one company that had one person spreading it to lots of families, and those were treated. So we just have a few of those, and the rest that came in from the ship, we have had cases coming from those, and they have been treating and sending them home. So we have had 10 deaths so far and 660-something cases of coronavirus. 500-something persons were treated and sent home, and they are doing well. So basically, we are doing well out here, and I hope to God that these people continue to do what they are doing. You see, we practice social distancing in Jamaica. The mask. You cannot go into people's supermarket or pharmacies without wearing a mask. There's a sign on the door which says, you cannot enter without your mask. And as you reach to the gate, sometimes they spray in your hands with some kind of a solution. You go to the door, they sanitize you. You wear your mask and they test your temperature. So you really, really and truly have to follow protocol, right? So, and remember, folks, that having this coronavirus, we encourage you all to wash your hands with soap and water to kill all viruses and bacteria on your hands. You dry your hands. You don't sneeze in public without covering your face, or you sneeze or cough into your elbow. We have to be considerate of others and think about everybody concerned. I don't want to know that my household is healthy, safe, and sound, and my neighbors or anybody else is sick, because invariably what will happen is that there will be a spread nevertheless. It's like you being wealthy and eating, and your neighbors or people around you or your helpers are hungry. You know what will happen? You will get robbed, and you will find yourself living in this earth all by yourself. What good is that? What good is that if you don't share all the goodness and joy with other people? We need to learn to share. So, while tourism is on the boom right now in a small way, it's going just to the big all-inclusive hotels. You have places on the South Coast where you have this guy, Maurice Harrison, has his show down there. He has his show on a Sunday night. And Maurice is trying to rebuild his, he's right now, as I speak, remodeling his facility where he will do simple lifestyle as ecotourism, where you have rivers, you have the sea, beautiful sea, you eat on the, you'll be eating off the land literally. You'll have a nice place to lay your head, nice clean accommodation, you have Jamaican liquor, you have Jamaican cooking for you, catering for you, doing like your fish, your shrimp, your lobster, whatever it is, the fried dumpling. And I know that I love my fried dumpling and festival, what you call it, but nothing like a good old-fashioned Jamaican food. And everybody looks forward to coming to Jamaica to eat on the seaside. People normally go to Hellshire, Kingston, but going down to St. Elizabeth, when you come along that deep corner there, Maurice will tell you all about it later. You will experience all the crab, the shrimp, and everybody chasing you for them crab, the shrimp, the corn, and everything like that, right? So that side of the world, we have like mainly close to nature. You can climb the falls down there. You have warm, hospitable people. You have bami, all sorts of things down there. You won't be missing anything. If me live abroad, right, I don't want to come to Jamaica to come eat like I'm in a five-star hotel. I want to experience everything that Jamaica has to offer. I want the roast breadfruit, the fried dumpling and saltfish, and the ackee and saltfish, and the fritters and the rundown, and the green banana, and the fried fish, and the steamed fish, and the okra, the tonkan meal. The people that say, first time people that say, cocoa tea or chocolate tea. I want the chocolate. I want to experience every single thing. And by the way, folks, you know what's coming up soon? Our Jamaican independence. And for that, we are going to have a show talking about everything Jamaica, from the play to the everything cultural, a cultural Sunday evening. So listen out for it. But I was just trying to tell you a little about and all of that. It's safe here on the South Coast. They have their own system and they have police patrolling and, you know, it's, and they have live entertainment. So that is a, sounds like a good plan to me for anybody who is planning to come or who wants to come and experience something different. We have nice clean waters all the time, and why not make use of it? Why go to North Coast all the time? You'd be sick and tired of going there, hotel food and all of that. You have it overseas and they cook that out here. Come and experience our jerk pork, jerk chicken, jerk fish, fried fish, steamed fish, all sorts of that. Okay. Now, the entertainers. We have entertainers who are rearing and ready to go back out to work, and they don't know how to do it. But some of these guys come up with some innovative ways of doing it. Like on a Friday night, on a Saturday night, you see them zooming in on the radio, and they have found a way to make money now. What they're doing, so they have a link where you go and you pay your money and you listen to them dancing and carrying on. And they have been doing a beautiful job, you know, because they have helped coronavirus victims. And they not only that, they go up in the countryside, up in the hills where some students don't even have a computer or anything to use to do schoolwork. And they have to be getting help. They've been giving care packages. Just like a group from my old school, Manchester High, we have formed a group where we give care packages to the students. For those who live up in the hilltop and can't come out, we have a system where we give telephone vouchers, or you call in the credit. They give the credit, and the teachers would give the credit to these children so that they'll be able to Zoom for their classes. So everybody is just chipping in to help every single soul, everybody around. Now, there's another matter now with the family. How are the family? Because you hear stories of people fighting, having big fight in the house because them live together. Them in the house and things not going on, they're getting on top of them one another head. Like those men who want to go to the bar, or some of those guys who want to go look for them matey. It's not the matey. Go look for them side chick and can't get a chance to go look. Every look you look, you have to go look into your ugly wife's face or your ugly girlfriend's face just to see him, or vice versa. You look into this ugly man's face, and you better love it because you didn't marry for better or worse. So this is the worst now, so you have to stay there and love it. You have to stay there under the corona thing, or love it, or go out there and risk getting sick. I don't want to do that, so you stay home. So while you're at it, folks, I would advise you to put in some good time by, you know, taking a stock of your life and, you know, think about where you're going, where you want to go, and look at the present situation, look at the beauty of your partner, and look at the goodness and all of that. Eat some good food, learn to cook, learn to clean up house, learn to tidy house. Learn to help with your kids, if it's a case where you work from home, that is. Because, you know, you have workers who go out, people who have to go to work. Gardeners are out, and it's pretty safe because they work in big open spaces in people's garden. And most times when you see them out there working, the places that they work is not like you don't have anybody else beside them crowding them. They're just them on the lawnmower or the walker, or they're trimming the hedges and beautifying the places, because places do look beautiful out here just the same. You'd never believe that there's a virus going on. You'd never believe, because it's not something that you can feel or see. It's just something that happens in the atmosphere or happens around you, and you know that it is highly contagious, so you always have to be washing your hands and taking the precautions. All by myself, and I would just want to remind you that you're listening to Connie, your Queen from Jamaica, live, and I'm on Caribbean Radio Show, your number one radio, giving you knowledge. It's your knowledge station, folks, so stay tuned. I appreciate all the calls that I have gotten. I appreciate your listenership. I appreciate all the comments and everything, and the words of encouragement, and I just want to tell you that I appreciate it. And also to encourage you guys to stay safe. Stay safe so your partner will be safe, your family will be safe, and we have a safe society. When I come back, I am going to look for a nice song to play for somebody. A nice song to play. In the meantime, I just want to remind you that when you take home your grocery and all of that, remember to clean up, clean your doorknobs, your windows, and all of that kind of something there. I am still on to, I'm going to play a song for you. This guy here, we admired him very much when we were all young people. My mother used to love him. It's the Cheerio Cheerio Baby Man. I don't know how many of you remember that that guy who won the festival. To my line 929-381. If you want to talk, you press 1 to talk if you want to talk. You're live on Caribbean Radio Show with Connie. I was just talking about the politics of things out here. Summer is here, the mud that we experience, the children passing their exams, people at home, their husbands and wives, our girlfriend, boyfriend, how they're coping during Corona. And the lockdown and things you can do to stay on top of things and stay safe in general. Wash your hands, be kind to each other, and what's on your mind, call 929-381. Anyhow, let's move on. As I said, summer is here, and it's how do we manage in a world taking care of the kids and all of that at a time like now when it's so hot? What do we do at home in this corona time with our children? For those who don't have a pool or don't have the facility to get to the sea to have fun time, how do we manage? Children going to be eating down the house. What can we do? I would be happy to know if somebody can call in to tell us how can we help mothers to prepare for children at a time like this. They can't go to the theater. Some children normally go like, they usually live at the theater. You go to the pool, you go to plays, you have swimming and all sort of outdoor exercises. I don't know how much they can pool together to go to the zoo. You can't go to the zoo every day. You can go to picnics. You can have plain, regular, old-fashioned plain, but it's not more than X amount, as you all know. I think the churches have opened up to 50 people now. You can have up to 50 people in a church now. So as I said before, the government is slowly opening up, and we have ecotourism going on. We have tourism. They have opened up specifically on the North Coast in Jamaica because they want to monitor what's happening. They don't want to open everywhere one time. And we have had cases from persons who have come into the country, but as I said, we are monitoring those. And they're getting better and going home. So we are really doing something good. A couple came here recently, and they were very impressed because they were coming all the way from New Orleans, I think. And they were able to travel from one state to the next without them doing all of this extensive testing. But yet when they landed here, they were thoroughly tested for the coronavirus, and they were fitted with a device to track them wherever they were going. They said they were going to X, and they tried to leave out of Montego Bay, and they got a call, where are you going? So you have to have permission to move, to go further, so that they can keep a proper check of you, because you don't get the result at the same time. I guess that's the reason why. Anyway, you know that despite all the despite the fact that we have this corona going on, they have criminal activities just the same out here. And they have had to increase the police downtown, you know, to save residents and their lives. So we're trying. And last week with that dust that we experienced, and with the summer heat, our light bill keeps on climbing and climbing. And people are mad at JPS because they had increased on top of all of what we are experiencing. You know? Time is going by quickly, so I just want to tell you something. A little bit of politics. A lot of hatred has been going on around the place with what happened with the marches and everything. And in Jamaica, we don't have much of it that we can talk about, but people think that they are better than people because of who the parents are, or who the parents were, or my status in life. I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm a teacher, so I think I'm better than you. We have that kind of racism going on, that kind of social thing going on, which, you know, we try to put a stop to it. We need to put our foot on that, not on people. Because recently, you know, there was a big thing going on where they discovered that the insignia on the Gigi's, that he used to wear, because he's no longer wearing it. It's a picture, it's depicting a picture of an archangel standing on a chained black man's neck, claiming that the black man is the devil. No, I want the whole owner to take on a mouth off of black people and stop thinking that anything black is devil or anything black is ugly. Because we're black and we belong to Almighty God. We were all made in His image, and we want Him to take on a mouth off of we. We're black and we're comely. Solomon, King Solomon, was a black man, and him said, we're black and we're comely. We're black and we're comely. And we're intelligent and we're sensible. That's why I want to fight with us and I try to kill us. But guess what? The more on the kill is, the more the black people then go and breed up. Them go and breed up like flies in a hot weather. You're just going to see them just going to breed up more and more, and the young people not going to joke around or sit down and take it just like that. We're deeply offended out here about that thing, because a lot of people never know. So that was I personally didn't know that was what he was wearing. I met a man at the car wash last week, and he said several years ago he knew what it was, and he wrote to the Gleaner company about it, and they totally ignored his letter. He says he still has a copy of the letter, you know. And with this thing here, with them tearing down all the statues and everything, no, They're kindly tearing down statues out here. The order of St. Michael and St. George's GCMG, offending images. They're tearing down all of them kind of something there. And the Whalers are planning to put up their statue, of course. We need more statues of like Bob Marley, Usain Bolt, our black people, Nanny of the Maroons, Marcus Garvey, and anybody who did anything good. If you're a white man and you did something good and your heart was clean, I would have to search very hard, and I'm not being partial. It's the reality of life, and I'm not going to put my mouth under my foot bottom and talk. If you're a clean Jamaican white man, then you can talk. If you're black, talk. Mr. Delroy Chuck, recently, he said he wants to put a cap on the time period to report sexual harassment charges, sexual harassment against any female here in Jamaica. No, before them go say Me Too. Now, I put it to you folks, what on earth is that? I have a caller from Jamaica, and I'm going to answer this, folks. 876-667, you're live on Caribbean Radio Show. Press 1 if you want to talk. 876-667, caller, you're live on Caribbean Radio Show. Good afternoon. Press 1 on your telephone keypad if you want to talk. Oh, that person doesn't want to talk. As I was saying, that is the reason why the gentleman, what's his name, our comedian guy who is in jail for sexual harassment, he's still in jail because he's black. 876-667, caller, how may I help you this afternoon? If you want to talk, press 1 on your telephone keypad. I guess not. 929-381, caller, you're live on Caribbean Radio Show. If you want to talk,
hello?
Press 1. Good afternoon.
Hello?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes. How is it going? How is your afternoon?
Pretty good. You know, just relaxing, unwinding, listening to you.
Okay. Yes, you were just winding down on a couple topics, you know, like racism and the dust, the Sahara dust. A little bit of prejudice here and here.
Yeah, I know prejudice exists all over the world. It does. Between us black people, between white and, you know, it's an oppression all over the world. But, you know, we have to come to grips with certain things and make life better for everybody. Everybody wants to survive. You know, and I always say, it's only God can change the mind of certain people, because don't care what happens, people just not going to change. And some of them just don't understand it. And, you know, what can you do? It's only God. We just have to depend on God for certain things.
Well, I'm sorry to say this, but if you don't understand, if you don't try to understand your brothers and your sisters who you can see in flesh, there is no hope for you, because you can't say you serve a God or a love a God, but you can't see. You have to love your brothers and sisters and exercise that kind of love, because the good tells us that we have to.
Yeah, I understand that part, but I understand that there are white people out there. They will tell you they have never spoken to a black person. They don't know how to approach a black person. They don't know what to say to a black person. These are the things I'm talking about. Because there are people saying these things.
No.
They don't have
really
a clue.
It's a shame. I know that some people really think that they are superior to us black folks. I know that people think that they are superior. A lot of people think that
they
are superior.
It's just like that too, you know, that you're better than the other person. It's only material things. For people who are foolish, think they're better than the other person. Because you know what? You get a cut, I get a cut. It's the same color blood.
Sure. Sure thing.
Right?
Sure thing. Yeah.
But
I know that.
But
know
the thing
that.
Is, some people might have more money than the other. And you know, they want to say they're different. They're not different. It's just material stuff. You come to this land with nothing. You're going to leave with nothing.
Yeah. But I tell you something, that even when you have money, it doesn't matter to them. You have some people who are just very racist. And there's nothing you can do about
it. It's just ignorance. It's just ignorance. Because we have a president in America, and he's the most ignorant person I've come across. So there it exists everywhere.
I guess the reason why, as I was saying before, Delroy Chuck, our guy out here, he says they want to put a cap on the time period to report sexual harassment, you know, and not come up to, like those ladies saying, me too, many, many years later. They want to know now.
Oh, yeah. They don't have
never
a cap on it.
For the specific reason that sometimes people, ladies are bashful. They are so embarrassed. Some of them think they don't want to talk about it, none at all. They don't wish to talk about it.
It's a struggle. Yeah, it's a struggle.
They don't want to talk.
And if they put a cap on it, it's just not going to be effective because people have to come to terms with their feeling, and if they have help, to go out there and put themselves out there in situations like that.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it's just like you're in a job, working world, and you have these. They tend to prey on the youngsters, the young ladies just leaving school, just starting a job, and they might have interviewed that young lady and know that they want the job and will do anything to keep the job. And they harass the poor young woman, which is so very wrong.
That's why companies must have their policies in place to help situations like that. You know, when the company has their policies in place, that too can work, you know. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, people will bully people around just to get their way, you know. And, you know, one has to be firm, and one has to have God within them to manage in a world that we're managing right now.
We need more
love in this world. We have to start loving one another more.
A lot of people don't know what that is. Because
people don't know what that is, you know?
Yeah.
But we have to start somewhere.
Yes. We really have to.
There's a movement right now, and it seems like it will work. We just have to build on it and see how far it will take us, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, say something nice to somebody, you know, even a nice good morning. I like your dress. Things like that. You know, people feel good about certain little things. It don't have to be the big things in life, you know?
Yeah. It helps
just
to boost
be pleasant with one another, and, you know, be civil.
Yeah.
God, man.
Okay.
Just, you know, it doesn't take much.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you know about our artist, Buju Banton? What do you think about
him? Yeah, I know a little about him.
He's a highly. I listened to him last week, and he's a highly entertaining, very intelligent man. A most beautiful voice. He has a television radio voice. Beautiful, intelligent man. And I'm glad that he's out, and he's mentally stimulated and musically stimulated right now, and he will be back up and running. So I'm happy for that. So that is what is happening from.
He has positive lyrics, you know, and, you know, when people follow people with positive lyrics, eventually it might, you know, pass on, and, you know, they might change towards certain little things. But, you know, having positive lyrics out there is a plus.
Yeah. We have positive things coming from out of Jamaica, you know, like our university, UTEC team. They have a team at the University of Technology that, you know, formerly known as CAS. We have a team that has developed hand sanitizer. So, you know, we have things like that going on, man. And it really, really
makes us feel
really, really good to know that you have people doing whatever they are doing. And they had people, over 200 samples done in West Kingston. they're putting them out there to test them, you know. So despite the fact that
I'm
all
always
of these,
proud of my people because they're brilliant people. They're some of the best people in this world. So, you know, I'm always proud of them, you know.
Yeah. Well, we have
always love my people.
Yeah, we have bad things happening and we wish it would stop. Like, we wish if people would talk up more. Like, when you have, like, under age 10-year-old being raped, you know, things like that, we need to speak more about
that's
that.
That's evil.
Things like that.
Yeah, that's outright evil,
about,
you know.
Talk about
but
stuff like that.
We just have to pray for all the evil in the world and just, you know, for us to console ourselves. We have to just keep praying and praying for others, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, be positive about it. There are going to be changes, you know.
Yes.
Nothing stays the same forever.
Yes. I really and truly hope that we will get rid of this. It is going to take a while, and it's not going to happen just suddenly, so because they had marches in there, because I hear them talking about putting back these guys into their jobs. So I don't know what, if all of that march was in vain. It's like trying to legalize ganja, and in some places alone it's legal because it benefits them. You know, legalize ganja, and we need to legalize ganja just like how we need to get rid of racism in our world. And people, we have to work at it consistently. We're not just going to stop just like that.
I don't think it will go away, but there will be a lot of changes. And probably the tolerance would be better for us black people, but, you know, it's not going to go away completely, you know. It's embedded in the world. So, you know, it's a sin, and, you know, it will be there because we live in a sinful world.
Boy, I tell you, it is a sinful world, but what to do? So what do you think about the economy reopening, Carla? What do you think about us reopening our economy?
You mean in Jamaica?
Yeah, because they have opened the airport. We have tourists coming in now.
I think Jamaica is doing such a good job because, I mean, the COVID-19, they have it under control so good. You know, I am so impressed.
Yeah.
Because I was listening, I got a video of this couple that was talking about the treatment they got when they reached Jamaica. They were from, I think, Louisiana or someplace there.
Yeah.
And I think they were so impressed. I was so happy to see something like that, you know?
Yes. I was listening
you know,
to them. I'm happy because if that's the way we're going.
Yeah, I was very happy to see something like that. And just even listening to the news too, you know, you can see they're on top. The thing is, I'm telling you, so much brilliant people in that country. It's only a pity, you know, they're not using the brilliancy the way it should be used. But I mean, I am proud of us.
Well, we have 690 cases of the confirmed the coronavirus, you know, and 10 people died, as you know. We haven't had any more deaths, and with the spread that it stays like this, we've had 552 recoveries and 176 imported cases. And there was a building that housed a whole lot of workers, callers from a call center. We had 232 cases from there and contacts from them, and there were 236 cases, and we have 7 under investigation. So we still have a little way. We're still coming a far way, and we are doing well.
As long as they're not dying, they're being treated for it, and they're not dying. It's all a plus, you know.
And I am praying that people will continue to wash their hands with soap and water, wear the mask, the social distance, and you work with your little hand sanitizer and all of that, you know.
Oh, because
that's
the only way
it really helps.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody out here is afraid of anybody coming out here. No, it doesn't matter if you're, because we're expecting visitors, and these are like straight from out of the hospital. And you know, we are kind of scared, but we just hope that the doctors will be able to follow protocol. We'll follow protocol and know exactly what to do.
Of course, because, you know, when people have fear, I think a little fear, they'll do the right thing, you know, or be more cautious about the things they do, you know. So,
yeah.
You know,
we have our children to think about. We have our children to think about. And as I was saying earlier on in the show before you came on, the PEP exams are out and the children have passed their exams, and we want them to feel safe and happy, and we don't want any incidents with anybody before they go out to school. You know, and I want to speak up all the parents and the aunties, the uncles, the grandmothers who helped, and all, not to mention the teachers who had to work with them assiduously on Zoom. They did exam on Zoom, and I can't stop talking about it. I'm reiterating. They did exams on Zoom. They did lessons on Zoom. All activities were done on the Zoom, and they came out triumphant. They were supervised on Zoom during the exams, and they passed for the schools of their choice. It seems we had a boom here, closely supervised by teachers. And I want to big up quite a few people, like my grandson, he passed, and I want to big up his auntie Christine Stephen. She's a doctor, and Christine found the time to put off, like, even cases that she had to do at the hospital. Other people did it just to help to teach our nephew. She put our social life on hold just to, and she's a party girl, and she loves our party, nice parties. She put off just to help him, even home, you know, to coach him and to do all of that. And from day one, he has been under her arm. So, you know,
it takes a village, you know.
Yes,
and we need more of that
too,
to help each other. Yeah.
Yeah, man. And that is why, you know, it is so very important for us to consider education. Because let me tell you something. You see, if we were not educated, we would still be slaves. Don't bother thinking that our forefathers were dummies. They were dunce, or they never had no sense.
Mm-hmm.
They might not have been able to speak English, but we had our own form of language, which I'm sure was a proud language. A very proud language. Our forefathers had a proud language, and we understood each other.
Oh,
we understood about life and culture and the richness of having family and growing your family in a decent manner, more decent than what's happening now. Because in some villages, a girl couldn't just go lie with a man just like that. You have to have a husband. You have to ask permission. You have to marry them, you know, do the proper thing. They were well-educated, well-brought up. And we would like to see education just the same for our children here. Because this is what is going to take us out of the pits that we are in. We are in a whole lot of pit, a whole lot of slum, and if we don't understand ourselves, we'll get lost. So
I was listening to a sermon today, and, you know, the pastor was saying, you know, you have to pee in your house. In the sense where you have to know what's happening in your house. You have to know what the kids are doing, what your husband's doing, what your wife's doing, you know.
Yes.
And it starts from there, too, you know. You just have to keep your house clean, you know.
Yeah.
And if people could, you know, follow that example, you know, we'll have a better world to look forward to, you know. Take your kids in control. As I say, take a village to raise a child. Your neighbors, you know. And things like that. You know, we should make up our mind and go out there and you know, do it.
Yeah.
We just need to do it.
What I'm proud of with my black people is the fact that we have, as I say it all the time and I'll reiterate, we have the man who discovered the telephone, electricity. We have black people studying aeronautics. We have black people who are doctors, nurses, lawyers. We have black thieves, and whatever they do it to the very best of their ability. But let me tell you something. Education is the best way to go. And on this program here, every single week that I have this program, I invite Dr. Ev to tell us all about the scholarships that we have going for our young people who want to get ahead. It's from our palaceone.org. That's the site that we normally encourage people to visit and put their money where their mouth is. Don't just talk. We just don't talk about we want to get ahead, because a lot of people, you know, a lot of people that live overseas who have benefited or who have not benefited, and if you mean your country any good at all, and you want to see the young relatives out here, young friends, young people, if you want to, you can't, no matter where you go, nowhere no better than yard, no matter where in the world you go, the fact is that you are from Jamaica and you want to know, be proud of your country, even if you don't intend to come back here to live. You want to feel good to know that good products come from Jamaica. We have good, decent prime minister. We have good doctors who can go overseas, go do surgery, who doing the same thing for their fellow men out here. We have good teachers setting the pace from the primary level. You know, we have good nurses providing good in-hospital care and out care, and that's why most of them that go overseas, they work in facilities up there, and people clamor for to have them. They always advertise that Canada, all over the world, every corner of the world that you go, you have a black person working, a proud black Jamaican. My niece is in Dubai, and she's working in a palace. She's a chef in a palace. She came on her holidays, and they wanted her back. So we want our black people to be well-educated and big. If I may invite, and I really appreciate your calling and listening. I know you call sometimes, and sometimes you call and listen. But, you know, I really appreciate your input this week here. I would like to invite Dr. M to come and give us a talk about the Palace One and the education system and the scholarship our black people, our children out here. It's not for people up there. It's mainly for Jamaica. He'll tell you about it. Welcome, Dr. M.
Thank you, Queen Connie. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to be on your show. And congratulations again to all of those bright, brilliant children in Jamaica. I'm always saying that it is an opportunity to get to be on your show, and thank you so much for bringing us live and up to date what's going on in Jamaica. Your show really kind of bring back some of the hardcore, wonderful feeling. I hear you talking about them good food, and I slip off my
head.
In my mouth water. Forget some of them festivals, them steamed fish, and the good wine. You know, sometimes when we're in a Jamaica, we always think say we have it rough and thing. But as I can watch your other radio host down in Alligator Pond, up on the beach, and get the fish right out of the water, sit down there and that is just life in itself.
That is life,
so,
in a sense, yes.
A lot of times we have everything that we need and we don't appreciate it until we kind of get out of it, and then you really, what you're aiming or what you were hoping and wishing for is not really come up to the expectation, knowing that
that's
you
so
always
true.
Had what you want. Right there. So want to say congratulations again to all of those youngsters, those brilliant minds stepping out into the universe, furthering education, which is one of the things that Jamaica has so well done. Once we get the opportunity, I know it's really very difficult, and I'm thinking it's going to be absolutely much more difficult this time around with a lot of the parents not able to get out and get an income in order for those school fees and all of that. We have a young physician right now, Mr. Michael Maurice Fleetwood,
final year of medical school. Young man was doing fine, but unfortunately, at this pivotal time of his study, he was literally kicked out of school because he didn't have the finances to finish his final year. Imagine, 4 years of hard work. Well, let's take it back a little bit. Medical school is no easy task to get into. Spaces are limited. You have to do the best of the best. He did do that, got into there, spent 4 years. And in the last year of graduating and getting out there to help the community, he could not find the resources. So there you are. Palace, this is where Palace sometimes are able to help. And I say sometimes because the funds we have are so limited. And it is dependent upon listeners like those who are on your show and those who are hearing the sound of my voice right now. And I think a lot of times we think our responsibility for educating our own people is not our responsibility. But we must also remember every person that we educate in our society is the prevention for a lot of things. And being a small country like Jamaica, everybody who is able to get to a higher education, I'm not saying that people who have higher education don't do violent things. Some of them do horrific violent things. But the chances that we will see the kind of desperate kind of situation that we see sometimes in the street is more unlikely. And when people are able to realize their dreams and aspirations, there's wonders that can be done. And we see that time after time in Jamaica, a little guy getting a little way or a young girl getting her way, and next thing she's a astrophysicist or she's making some invention, or like Dr. Williams having patent for cancer-causing remedies. I mean, in Jamaica, and I think that Jamaica is poised somewhere in the universe that we are the everything best in the world. Jamaica is part of that. The prettiest woman per capita in the world, we have the most Miss World of all the beauties in Jamaica. I mean, records, we have the fastest people in the world. Not only Usain Bolt was. Usain Bolt became fast, but we had a whole heap of people long before Usain Bolt as well. I mean, It keeps going, and we can keep going. I mean, we look at our student taking bar exam, comparing the world, and we are way up there. We look at pilots that are not serving in Jamaica, over in the Middle East. I mean, absolutely, we have people serving in White House, chef. We have, and myself had an opportunity to speak wrote a paper and presented in the House on higher reauthorization of higher education in my time of being in college. I mean, you have so much Jamaicans who are doing so much abroad, but to get to that place, we need help. I was on Mug Rock Road selling mango and ackee and banana and everything to survive. Barefoot little girl running up and down with big dreams of becoming a doctor. And only I couldn't have made it in Jamaica because the resources were not there. And you just can't just walk into university because you pass your courses. You still have to find the resources, the financial resources, and you do it all. So me reaching out and getting this opportunity on a weekly basis to talk to my Jamaican people, every little make a muckle, you know, every bit counts. One cocoa full of basket. If all of us put on $1, just say, hey, me commit $1, especially us in the diaspora. Sometimes you can't go in at your house and you can't find $1, no matter how hard and tough it is.
$1. You know, and sometimes if you can't find $1, because sometimes some of us can't find a dollar for real. But you are on social media every single day, most of us. That is a part of our everyday life, sleeping and breathing. Share what we're doing. Share a Connie show. So let us, you know, let us enlighten each other. So if each one of us give a dollar, then we ask for some education, especially something, some education for me. And everybody may be inspired. Guys, for a give a dollar, or just a little bit of us, even one $10,000. Give us a $10,000. You know, much people that children that can support in education for the whole entire year. You know,
that's true.
I mean, I think with Jamaica too, we have a trusting issue. I've been with Palace for 10 years. This is our 10th year. We have done 691 scholarships on the book so far. Every single year by August, we have the delivery ceremony in the Pegasus Hotel. We have all the kids coming and do a little presentation, have speakers, and we give them their little scholarship. This scholarship is not hell of a scholarship, but trust me, if these kids never had those scholarships, a lot of them, just like Maurice, would be out of school. You know how many doctors that we have helped to finish up their last year? I mean, we have tremendous a lot of them. We have a Dr. Yemele Edwards. I mean, he was sleeping underneath the step of the university. They found the security found him, was ready to drop him off to the police and him pull out his ID and all of that. When you realize this med student, his mom is in Carnation Market. She had diabetes, had her foot amputated. He lived over the waters, couldn't afford the bus fare every day going back and forth. And still sleep underneath this tent. This is the kind of willpower a lot of Jamaicans have. You have a lot of things going on in your background there. This is a lot of what Jamaicans, the power of Jamaican people, when they want something, nothing can stop them. So I encourage you folks, go to the page www.palas1.org. A lot of you, and I know I lose some people when I talk about the church and what they give to the church. They give everything to the church, and we don't give anything to educate our children and ourselves. And that something is very, very sad for me. Somebody would say, I want something to eat, and I have no instance. I can't eat that because I have to go tithe at the church, and they go hungry. We go hungry to tithe at church, but we never go hungry to educate our people so our lives can be better. So
and God doesn't
don't
want
to
that,
put
he can tell
foot.
You. He doesn't want that. No.
Pardon me?
God doesn't want that. He wants us to do for each other. People need to know that.
I'm not even asking what he wants or nothing, because I really don't know what he wants. I don't really
that's
know
right.
him.
That's another
I don't
thing
think
I
we all know him. But what I'm saying, the pastor, definitely in the coronavirus, you have some pastors in this country tell people must bring them similar checks. I mean, come on. I mean, you have pastors saying, I got to set up my Cash App because you though coronavirus doesn't tell you that you still can't do that. To me personally, and as you can know that I have nothing to do with church, but that's my view. If we spend $1.2 trillion in church, not to talk about the time, and that is not getting us anywhere. Can you imagine if we just put a little bit of that in educating our children? We will have excellent scientists. We would have mammoth number of physicians and lawyers. We don't need much lawyers. I mean, teachers, excellent teachers. But we're
struggling, and we put our money in churches, and we don't invest in ourselves. And to me, that is something that we really have to take an opportunity to look at. And I know you have a beautiful story about the milk, and I always love to hear you talk about your milk story because it touches me all the while. And thank you so much for really allowing me to come on your show and letting the folks know www.pas1.org. As a matter of fact, we're trying to do about 10 scholarships for Crescent Primary School. Those of you who are in Spanish Town, one of the hardest working principal at the time, Mrs. M.L. Irving. We're trying to do some scholarship in her honor. This is just $350 to give a child a full scholarship going to high school, former primary school, secondary school. So please, folks, www.palas1.org. And over back to you, Connie. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dr. Ev. Give it with love, folks. It's like if you give it forward, you will get in return. There was a young man who was selling his wares, and he stopped at somebody's house to beg a glass of water because he was so hungry. And out came a beautiful girl, and he was a bit intimidated. So he wanted food, really, but he asked for a glass of water. She looked at him and saw how hungry he was, and instead she took a glass of milk to him. He had it, and he was so grateful. Many years later, she got old and she got sick, was in the hospital, and was told that she had to do a surgery. So she didn't have any money to do it, but nevertheless, they had to do the surgery. So they did it and took her milk, her bill to her. With trepidation, she looked at it and realized that it said, the gentleman who took it to her, gave it to her, he wrote on it, paid in full with a glass of milk. She looked up, she realized that it was a young man she had given the glass of water to. So you see, whatever good you do in life, it comes back around to you or your family, or it comes back at the very right time. So please, give it with love and give it forward, folks. Help our young children to grow and to get out of poverty. And, you know, this is the way up. This is how I know it will work. I thank you all for listening in today. It was really great. Thank you, callers. Thank you, Dr. Ev. Thank you for always coming on to tell us about your...
It's going to be at 6 o'clock now. Did you say at 6 o'clock?
If we had said 6?
No, I thought to say the show was going to be changed.
The show, okay. Yes, so going forward, we're going to have our shows at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. 6 o'clock your time, 5 Jamaica time.
Thank you for that.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, folks, we're wrapping up now, and it was another beautiful show, and I would just like to play just Eric Donaldson again. He's our Cheerio Cheerio Baby man. I was really looking for Cheerio Cheerio Baby to play because that was one of my mom's favorites, and I really liked it. But let's hear Mr. Eric Donaldson again, over and out. Thank you all, listeners, and you have a great week now. Sweet Jamaica.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all. Mr. Donald Smith has, Mr. Donald Smith is not happening. So let's